It's a full moon night. There was something really magical about starting this podcast. I used to cozy up in front of that microphone when I was so excited about getting. I would smoke a joint or think about a topic and just talk, and the world would, its substance would vibrate with meaning. And I'd feel that my bones. A naive youngness filled with potential energy. And then I worry if in my getting older it's something lost. Or if I should ever stop being a kid, when would that time be? It's really something. All this passing in a single lifetime. All this passing that a single lifetime could face. All these ranges of feeling. I thought of a moment that felt like, in my eyes, I was my dad. I was watching Dexter New Blood, the last episode, and Dexter was in the police station being interviewed by Chief Bishop. And I had this moment where I was this older, more stupid man. And I fucked up big time. And the weight of the world and all the stress and anxiety that comes with it was me. And that man definitely existed. Definitely felt all of that. In this world full of actors and roles and playing. It's theater. One can do a mistake that ruins the world and feel a fire in all of their being, in all of their soul. That never happens to go away. Till it does. there's a certain thread of tension in being human. Feel it now, looking at everyone. This tension that makes them them. Sexual tension, or frustration, or glue that's keeping all those bubbles of energy packed together. And meat and bone, skin and hair and sweat. Tension waiting to be released or waiting to be moved forward. What is it you trembled from? A world where there were too many people, and none of them looked like you. Glad I'm safe in my home. Had a very long conversation with Robert. Just told him shit that I am experiencing without like holding so much back. See how that goes. I love you.